listening to the pickup. But the one that's actually sampling the RF, it has this dipole antenna. It's two telescopic antennas, so you can push them in, and it won't be so unhandy to travel with. But just pull those things out on either side and strike it up and go through the frequencies. It has a very wide sensitivity. Let's see. Sensitivity. Where did I see that? Well, anyway, it's very fine writing. I'm looking in the catalog here. Oh, well. So, I wish it, excuse me, the frog got in my throat just like that. So, keep me up to date, Andy. Let me know how you progress through this problem, and it might be helpful to me someday, and it might be helpful to other hams. All of us, depending on how many houses are right around us, all of us are going to have issues with RFI. But if it's coming from a source that can be fixed, then it would, with that high of a noise level on your radio, you just about have to fix it if you're going to enjoy your radio, wouldn't you say?
Well, see, like I said, I remember the past when I didn't have it here. Of course, I didn't have a license then either, but I was listening around back in those days still. Had a Heat HR-10B and a Realistic DX-160. And I didn't pick that kind of noise up on them back then. It wasn't until they put at least the part that seems to be the part that I can get to the easiest, to turn this electrical part of it, when they put this new meter base up here. Prior to that, I wasn't having this kind of issue. And you're right, they put it up there so they don't have to have a meter reader, and they can read it from a distance. And you're right, it only makes sense with a setup like that. It has to be transmitting something as well. As you say, that's only logical.
Well, something else I wanted to mention, the 852, one of the pieces of equipment that you mentioned to me, that one has a headphone connection. So it reads right here in the description, in the catalog, it says you can plug a tape recorder into that headphone connection. And then tape the sound of the interference. And you wouldn't have to, you could just play that recording to somebody that might know more than you and me put together, and they might be able to identify just what it is. These things have characteristics that for someone experienced, they might be able to tell exactly what it is by the way it sounds. But that's the more expensive unit, and that's one thing that it offers that the other one does not, a way to record the sound that is the interference. That'd be pretty handy.
For everything I can do to prove it, I've been told, I know of another ham that took and had issues like that, but he had a whole lot more finances than I got, and he had them do all kinds of stuff, but my finances ain't that great, so I'm trying to do what I can, certainly on this here electrical part, that's actually, I think, somehow got to do with the power coming in here. Be sure that I can prove my case real well, because I don't have the kind of money he has and to take and pay extra to get it done, so I'm kind of on that part in a jam.
And all that, sure. And while the subject of recording is here, you can tape just the, you know, the sound in the room. You can, and from your radio, you wouldn't have to plug it into your to radio. You just record the sound that your radio is producing. As I say, these sounds can sometimes be identified by their characteristics. And that'd be a good thing to have. What you pick up with an AM radio off station, what you pick up on your receiver, and there's your, that's the proof of what you're being subjected to, for sure. Well, Andy, I'm going to go count the pinholes in my eyes, in my eyelids. I guess that's the way it's put, yeah. I'm running down a bit. It's been a good day. It really has. But it's about time to put it to bed. You have yourself a good night, and I'm glad I was able to find a few things. I learned some things myself. And that was that's a good thing. And do keep us aware of what progress you make, okay? KK4JBQ.
Not to mention, as I've said told before, about this power line that comes up by you. I can't put up a decent any kind of antenna that's worth 2 cents even to transmit on because of it. It's right outside this wall, too, just so many feet away. What I'm using right now is just a half mesa. It's not even present enough to transmit on going back the other way. I got this power line right through here, too, on the other side of the wall that goes up the valley. My meter base here and breaker box on the other side of the wall, but as long as I'm using FM like I am right here, no problem, but other bands are another story, but it all seems to time out with some of this when they put that digital meter in there, because I wasn't having those issues in the old days here on receive. So, KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.
There are prices to be paid for every modern advancement. But you can't blame the power company for some better way to read their meters. If they can just have a truck go down the road beside your house and it picks up that signal from your meter and records it, probably as he just drives at a, maybe he has to park, I don't know, but it's a convenience that they could not pass up. Yeah, I remember when we first moved here, now that was over 20 years ago, there was a fella that I saw once in a while. I was able to catch him out there reading meters. But that guy's out of a job now. And they do it quicker, perhaps more accurately. And I'm sure they believe that it's worth. They had to change every meter on every service that they offered. That was a big expense. But they could see how they could save money over time. Every business is looking for that, and I can't fault them for that, but they've got to keep their equipment in good operating condition. They can't be causing you problems. So, let us know, as I say, how you get along with this. We're all pulling for you. With that, I'll sign off and say, get yourself some good rest and don't let it aggravate you too much. there are bigger fish to fry. There's a lot going on in the world today, and you want to keep yourself sharp and unentangled. This is KK4JBQ. I'll say goodnight to you, Andy. You have a good night's rest. 7-3.
Like I said, I'm afraid I'm going to be dealing with this a whole lot longer. KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.